This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. We're going to talk about how whites fear welfare the most. Who knew? Seriously, who knew? This is just, it's always funny when I see this. I get the biggest kick out of this. It's kind of like the white people, it's getting to the point in these colleges and other places that white people are the reason for all this. And it doesn't matter what it is. Right? Somehow we probably came up with sickle cell anemia, which only really attacks the black community. We came up with that just to wipe out the black community. And, you know, they stick that on us. And see, I already started. But they don't seem to be bothered by what Margaret Sanger wants to do to the black community, right? Yeah, pretty good, though. I moved along pretty fast. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But when you think about it, they don't care. There's no truth to any of that. I mean, they're not interested in the truth of the facts. They're only interested that they get under your skin, that they make you believe it. You know, what they're selling, if you would. You know? So the study claims, and the reason I said that was this new study, that claims that white fear causes opposition to welfare. So apparently, you know what, Corey Duncan, I think he's white. Because he's got opposition to welfare. He doesn't want anybody moving in on it. So the University of California recently highlighted a study on its news website claiming that white fear is why we have increasing racial diversity and driving Berkeley opposition to welfare programs. So in other words, white folks are afraid of welfare. They're afraid of what it brings, quote unquote, and that's why they're against it. On June 7th, UC Berkeley Media Relations Representative Yasmin Anwar published a blog post on the University of California's news website arguing that white Americans fear of losing their socioeconomic standing in the face of demographic change may be driving opposition to welfare program. You know, I don't know why he took so much time on this, because I can tell you what the problem is. The fear is that you'll move in like so many do. You'll move in on welfare and stay there and not get off again. That it'll become too easy. You'll make too much money off the government. Who people paying taxes, right? People that pay taxes are paying for that. You're living off of people that are paying taxes. And there are people on welfare that are living much better than veterans. Why is that? How is it that a veteran can easily find himself sleeping under a bridge somewhere, yet a welfare recipient, and don't write me and tell me I'm over-exaggerating, because I can give you cases, that a welfare recipient can actually have, you know, a nice, maybe not brand new, but a nice newer car, nice clothes, feeding themselves and their kids well, living in a decent place, and a vet lives under a bridge. Explain to me how that happens. Right? Relocated immigrants, as they call them, refugees. I'm sorry, I don't even call them immigrants. I call them refugees. Can live better than a vet. How is that? How is that that somebody who fought for our freedoms, our values, fought for the American flag to bring freedom to other places, gets treated like crud, yet somebody who comes running here, and in some cases, just to get away from what's going on in their country, it may only be that there's a depression, there's no money, they're finding it hard to find food. But yet the guy who's living under a bridge, who's a veteran, who fought for our freedom, who's also having a hard time finding food, who's also having a hard time getting it together, him we can let stay there. Him we can let die there. Let that sink in for a minute. The post titled Welfare Backlash Tied to White Fair Declining Status. What a person. Also underscores that whites are major benefactors of government poverty assistance. How? Think about this. They allowed this young man to write this and post this. So think carefully about what he just said. White folks are very afraid of welfare because white folks benefit from welfare. I'm waiting. You see what I'm saying here? The guy's a nutcase. Here's some coffee in a TRS mug. Tastes so much better. So basically what he's saying, this is like what they do to Xander Gibb when he's on the show. They call the man homophobic. He's gay. So he's afraid of himself. Can't even, like he says, I can't even get him dressed. I'm so afraid of myself. I can't look in the mirror to shave because I'm so afraid of myself. I love it. God, these people are brain dead. To support these claims, university officials reference a recently published research project conducted by UC Berkeley and Stanford University in which researchers analyzed nationally representative survey data of over 7,000 adult American men and women and conducted two additional experiments with 400 participants. Right? They did an examination. Let's see. They did an examination of attitudes to race and welfare in a nationally representative survey. They found that whites have a racial resentment, and it rose in 2008, the same year of the Great Recession and the election of Barack Obama. I have to see those numbers. I would have to see the questions, the numbers, how it was asked. Because isn't it interesting that whites only became more racist after Barack Obama got in? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk to the potential Republican Attorney General for California. Come back to find out who it is. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. A lot of good stuff last night. I'm trying to picture myself in parachute pants. Not a good place to go. Why are you laughing? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you know, I'll say this to the guy when he's on, but I got to tell you something. He got mad at me when I did, I think, a little bit. And I said, I don't know if you're extremely dull, extremely gutsy, or you really don't know what you're up against. I really don't know. Because when you're running as a Republican in California for a state seat, you know, you've got to have guts like a lion. And that's keeping it clean. Anyway, Mark Moiser joins me, and you need to have a listen. I mean, the only sane Republican running for statewide office. All right, as I told you earlier, in light of the California, I don't even know if you can call it an election. I think you call it kind of a guidance. I'm not so sure we still have the right to elect who we want to. Mark Moiser joins me. He's a candidate for Secretary of State. Did very well in the what I call the guerrilla election, because that's really what it is. You've got to fight through, push through, to get your message out. Mark, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're going to have some fun. First of all, what does the Secretary of State do? That kind of sounds like a cushy job or something. What do you guys do?
Well, we live in a republic, right?
Yes.
Part of a republic is you get to select your representative. And in order to select your representative, someone has to actually count the vote. That is the Secretary of State. They are in charge of the four aspects of every election. The first aspect is voter registration. The second aspect is the administrating of the election process. The third is counting the vote. And four, the audit of the vote. So that's what the Secretary of State is supposed to do. Whether or not our current Secretary of State is actually doing a very good job, I'm an election law attorney, and I'd like to present my evidence to the jury, your listeners, on whether or not the current Secretary of State is actually doing a good job, and whether maybe it's time that we the people fire the current Secretary of State and maybe put somebody in office who believes that fair and honest elections should be a staple in California.
You mean you want to actually find somebody who believes in the Constitution? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I actually own a first edition set of the Madison Papers. I have read the Madison Papers, and I have lectured on the Madison Papers. So I actually understand what our founding fathers were doing when it came to the Constitutional Convention.
Now, look, I know as a Republican, we fight hard in the state to get these seats and what have you. But, you know, the reality behind it is it is a double tough fight in this state to win a state seat as a Republican. Were you surprised by the election results? Did you kind of think that's the direction you were going to go in? I mean, give me your honest thought as to when you were sitting at the end of the night and went, wow, that went better than I thought.
Well, we knew that the Democrats were really highly motivated and that they were going out there and registering a lot of people and really doing some serious voter drives because they want to take back the House. And in order to take back the House, that path to victory is here in California. And so they had an all-out blitz. And what have we seen in the election results? Republicans actually did better than they did 4 years ago. Yeah. In my particular race, Republicans have done 3 points better than we did 4 years ago. So we basically took the best that the Democrat Party could throw at us. We withstood it. And now it's time. Anybody who understands military strategy, when you just take in their best shot and you withstand it, what are you supposed to do?
You keep pushing.
You attack right back.
You keep pushing.
You know, the thing is, you know, that was the best that the Democrats had. I mean, they went all out and they basically failed miserably. You know, we are seeing in the polls, 39% of California Democrats are feeling disenfranchised by the policies coming out of Sacramento. 39% of California Democrats do not like the direction that the state is going. That is creating an opportunity for the Republicans, for the conservatives, to get their message out. That gives ammunition to we the people. When we go out and talk to our neighbors, we no longer have to feel terrified that we are a conservative in California. Because you know what? They don't like being a Democrat in California, so this is an opportunity.
The Dems have gone so far left. I can tell you, being on a school board, I've had a bunch of parents over this last 12 or 18 months with some of the ed laws that are being pushed on them come to me, and almost all of them Democrats saying, look, we know what party you belong to, read some of your stuff, but what do? We can't find our party anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, these are parents of kids. Eight of those parents that came to see me, I found out eight of them actually moved out of the state because they were so afraid of what Sacramento was pushing.
Let me give you a story. The other day, I was up in San Francisco. I was talking to a third-generation Democrat Machine Party operative. third generation Democrat machine party operative. Remember, I'm the Republican candidate for Secretary of State. So if we could say awkward. So I put on my attorney hat and I did one thing. I asked him one question. I said, what do you not like about your San Francisco government? First thing out of his mouth is he hated how the prosecutor handled Kate's death. He thought that that was a travesty of justice in what the prosecutor did.
Agreed, yeah.
I agreed with him. The second thing he talked about was the homelessness in San Francisco and the poop on the street. Well, I agreed with him there.
Oh, God.
Then he told me about the drug problem and all the needles. Well, I agreed with him there. And then he talked to me about the crime in the streets and all the cars being broken into and how the police couldn't catch the people. For 20 minutes, I thought I was talking to a Siskiyou County Tea Party patriot, not a third-generation Democrat machine party operative. Times are changing in the state of California, and it's time that we, the people, realize that there has been a political tide change that has happened, and we have the repeal of the gas tax on the ballot this November, which is going to bring our people out in record number.
Bring their people out, too, won't it?
No. According to the polling that we have seen, it motivates our base to come out and vote, but their base, it doesn't care about it. It's not going to motivate their people to come out to vote.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I've always been concerned. You know, we tend to be victims of our last conversation, right? Gas tax will have been in place for, what, 8 months or what have you?
A year by November.
Okay, so, you look at that and you say, okay, they're used to paying it. Will it be such a big deal? We're trying hard to keep it in front of their faces. And my understanding is the legislature is looking at and now a mileage tax. So now once they take money out of your right pocket, as you drive away, they have their hand in your left pocket, pulling even more money out. This ought to be a lot of fun.
Well,
I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back more with the Republican candidate, Mark Moiser, for California Attorney Secretary of State, right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
What a great intro for that. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. You don't want to miss this. I'm telling you. All right, so I want to just get right back to it because I'm having a fun conversation. Mark Moiser is with me. He's a candidate for Secretary of State. He's a Republican candidate for Secretary of State, which means he's either extremely dull or he's a very, very courageous man here in California. After being with you for a while, I'll believe that you're a very courageous man, and you definitely have a grasp on what's going on here in California. But it does. It takes. You really have to feel like it's the 6-day war. You're 10,000 to 1 here.
I don't think it's 10,000 to 1. You know, as I study the political tide changes that are going on, as I mentioned earlier, there is really a political tide change that is going on in between the sanctuary state. We've been seeing what's been going on there. We've been watching what's been going on with the repeal of the gas tax, you know, the banning of the Bible that the legislature was talking about. I mean, the craziness coming out of Sacramento, they are just riding the, you know, they have lost touch with their base. And rather than take a warning from the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton losing that where they lost their base, they're doubling down. They are, no, they're not doubling down. They're quadrupling down. They're
Mark,
just going.
They believe they didn't go left enough. You realize that. They didn't believe they believe that they didn't go further enough towards socialism. Is why they're doing it. I think they're crazy, and I think you're right. That's why we're winning.
Yeah, and we're gonna, you know, there are gonna be a lot of people who are gonna wake up on November 7th and go, "What happened in California?" And it's what's happened in California is that they will have lost their base. Do I think 39% of California Democrats are gonna vote Republican? No, but what that means is 39% of California Democrats are looking for better government. And, you know, I'm running for Secretary of State, the chief election officer. I'm out there talking about how we have 144% voter registration in Los Angeles County because dead people are voting, people who no longer live in the state are voting, people who are non-citizens are voting. And you know what? Those issues cross party lines. And so what we're seeing is that we are going to be able to get our message out to the independents, to the declined to states, to the Democrat, the moderate Democrats, what they used to call the blue dog Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, that is actually alive and well. And, you know, if I was talking to Bernie Sanders supporters the other day, and they actually are mad at the current Secretary of State because he is not allowing them to actually look at the ballots from the 2016 primary that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to just, all they want to do is, let us look at the ballots and make sure, because they found a lot of numerical anomalies, and so, like, let us just actually look at the ballots and count and make sure that there is nothing wrong that happens, you know. But no, they, you know, government can do no wrong, you know. No, we need to have honest elections. We need to be able to audit. People, you know, we are the government of we the people. And when we the people are no longer able to FOIA our government, you know, freedom of information request,
sure. Yeah.
And actually be able to verify that the government is doing its job, that's a tyrannical form of government right there.
But, Mark, you're asking people to vote, let's just be frank about it, you're asking people to vote in such a manner that may take some entitlements away from them. Look,
the Secretary of State has no entitlements, so all I get to do is run the elections.
We're asking people, look. And you do more, and we'll get to that in a minute, but the Secretary of State does a little bit more than doing election, watch over elections. The Democrat, I don't remember the exact number for the Democrat registration, but a Republican registration is about what, 27%?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's in that number. And the Dems are 60 some odd percent, and the balance goes to DTS and the rest of it.
Democrats are only, they're in the low 40s.
In LA County, is that statewide?
Statewide, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you got me on that one. But even so, it's still 2-1 in essence. They have twice as many registered voters. Now, I know that we tend to be able to get more of our people out to vote than they do.
Especially in a gubernatorial election year.
All right, and you saw that in the last election. I mean, seriously, this big blue wave was nothing more than a bunch of Dems walking by a poll and waving to the people inside. It didn't go in. So you're looking at this, and I guess we're doing a pretty good job of getting out the vote. But, man, I'm not saying you can't do it, so this is not where I'm going with this. But, you know, you're fighting to get these people to come out and look at their party and go, you guys aren't cutting it for me. I'm going to give these guys, you know, use the old Trump line, right? You've been voting for them for 60 years. You know, how much worse can we do? My next-door neighbor, his mother, voted Republican all her life. After she died, she voted Democrat for 8 years. I'm serious. And it irritated him, and he couldn't get the county to take her off. What's it take? What can you do about that when you get in? How do you force that issue?
Well, on Secretary of State, I can actually take the Social Security death records, and I can compare them with our voter rolls. And in a New York second, we can remove from the voter rolls these people who have been dead for 30 years who seem to be perfect voters.
They found a way to back, haven't they?
But, you know, we have way too many. Did you know that in L.A. County that there are over 1,000 people who are older than the oldest person in the world on our voter rolls? And they're voting. And they're voting.
In Virginia, in their last election, we did all the numbers. They had 8 people over 140 years old vote in a particular county. I think they had 19 people that were over 131 years old. And I said, I looked at my wife and said, we're moving there because there's something in the soil.
They found the fountain of youth.
See, this is great. But what happens to common sense? Why isn't somebody sitting there saying, wait a minute. We're going to go visit this 140-year-old guy and see if he can even hold a pencil anymore. Let's go visit this person. Why is this not happening?
You know, the election fraud, the thing is, when you see them in ones and twos, you know, stories of this one person or that one person, it doesn't really generate media attention because, you know, elections get won by, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes. And so, you know, yeah, you get a story when the person in L.A. County gets 87 mail-in ballots to their house.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, when the when we find that 19 people are registered to vote at a P.O. box, you know, it just, the media is like, who cares? And the, you know, the prosecutors, you know, they have all these serious crimes that they have to deal with, you know, murder, rape, you know, break-ins. Sure. You know, what's a little, you know, one person who, you know, fraudulently voted for their dead relative or something like that, you know.
It's a few votes, right? I mean, not a big deal. That's what they're thinking.
What you got to understand is that this is, we live in a republic where the sacredness of our vote matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's critical that we actually have somebody in the Secretary of State's office, top down, who's going to make sure that all aspects of our elections are being administered fairly and honestly. And it starts with voter registration, and then it goes through to the process of running elections. You know, people should not be showing up at the polls like I saw on election day, where the person was told, hey, you're a mail-in ballot voter. And he's like, I voted at the polls my entire life. I have never said that I wanted to vote by mail. And, oh, by the way, I did not receive a mail-in ballot. And now all of a sudden he's being told he has to do a provisional ballot, which is, you know, they're going to look at it eventually. But the thing is, the government is making a shambles of voter registration and not properly administrating the computer systems. And it's creating a lot of distrust in the voters that they can actually have fair and honest elections. Because if the government is botching the voter registration aspect of it, what are they botching when it comes to counting the votes? Are, you know, is there hacking going on? Is the Russians able to get in there and change the votes? I mean, right now we saw in the race for governors where people got screenshots of one of the candidates having X amount of votes, and then 20 minutes later it shows that he had less votes. And while there may be a very simple explanation, like a clerical error, somebody typed in something wrong, you know, nobody tells you that. And so, you know, with today's social media, it goes all over the world in a New York second, and like there's something scary going on with our election. And the current Secretary of State, you know, the fact that he has actually endorsed one of the candidates for governor, people go, well, if he's the one counting the votes and he's endorsing a certain candidate, does that mean that, you know, we have fair and honest elections?
Mark, I spent 20 years in technology. I grew up in the computer world. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing that scares me about voting is computers. Stay away from the electronics. Go, you know, my dad says it, but he's an old fart, as they say, you know, keep the legal pad. Put it on a piece of paper. It is too easy to change it on the way, change it there. We did a whole show around, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, but we did. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Mark and I will be back in just a few minutes. Heat up the coffee. Come on back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I was made to wave the flag. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Let's get right back at it. Candidate for Attorney General. I want him to take all positions, so we don't have to play with this anymore. Anyway, candidate for Secretary of State here in California, Mark Moyser, is with us. You got to hear this guy. You really just do. All right, we're back at it again. I've got Mark Moyser in the studio, he's a candidate for Secretary of State here in California, and he's doing a great job. I remember I met Mark at CPAC this year, and when you said you were running for Secretary of State in California, I said, oh, that poor guy. And when you turned around, I expected to see a big target on your back, because it is a tough race, and it's a tough race to be a Republican running for a state position. And secondly, you've got a lot of, I'll say it, you don't have to. There's a lot of nasty type of type of ads that go out, you know, political ads and making Republicans look really terrible in the state. But let me just say, you know, congratulations. Thank you for jumping in. I can't, you know, I know what it's like for some of you guys when you're asked to do these things. You really got to sit back and realize you're out of pocket for almost a year and running, right? I mean, you're just at it.
I've driven 62,000 miles in the first 7 months of the campaign.
Wow. It's just amazing. You know, to pick up where we were in the last segment, though, we were talking about electronic voting, and I'm not as comfortable maybe as you are with it, safeguards that need to take place. What can the Secretary of State do? What can you push down to make sure that these things are real and right?
Here in the state of California, you are required to have a paper ballot. But you've got to understand that, you know, when you have so many people registered to vote and, you know, we're moving to where everybody's going to be registered to vote with DMV, if you're printing up all those ballots, you know, that's a lot of wasted paper. So the concept of having a electronic device, make it open source so it's easy to trace what's going on, and if you vote on that, but it has to print out your ballot, and then you can manually look at your ballot and just see, and it's going to be a small piece of paper because it's only going to say the people you voted for, and then you put it into another machine that's not connected to the other machine, and now you have two different machines done by two different companies that have tallied the electronic vote, and if you have a problem, you have a paper ballot that you can now audit. That may be one of the best ways that we can go in the modern technology age. We got to get away, though, from proprietary software, whether it's George Soros on the left or Karl Rove on the right. Mm-hmm. Both parties love to point fingers at the other party having their hand in it. We do need to move to more of an open source platform. That way you can cut down on the technology cost. Also, you can take advantage of technology upgrades as time goes by. But we need to be able to do it off the shelf hardware. And it is being done. It can be done. We're not talking about rocket science here. But we do need to have more integrity in our election process. That is critical, because if people do not believe that there's integrity in our election process, if they believe that it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes that matters. If that's what people believe, they don't show up to vote. They're not going to take the time. And you know who loses? We the people lose when people do not believe that we have fair and honest elections. And so that's why it is critical that we restore the integrity to our elections. And that's why I'm running. I'm running on a platform of we need to restore our election process. And there are many people out there saying that the most important race in the United States of America in 2018 is the California Secretary of State's race.
I agree.
And the argument is, as California goes, so goes the nation. Okay, California, with 144% voter registration in L.A., 11 counties with over 100% registration, how can you have fair and honest elections if California is not, it's just breaking all the rules? And so the thing is if we could put somebody in the Secretary of State's office who actually starts administering fair and honest elections, we're going to have better representation coming out of California, which means the special interests are not going to have as much power to push their crazy agendas out of Sacramento, because there's more responsive government to we the people.
Yeah, but listen, election integrity favors me, right? I mean, you're right. You said a minute ago. First of all, we did a show last year. There were over 60,000 people, or there were 60,000 names given to the registrar here in Los Angeles County. People that didn't live here anymore, that were dead, that were gone, and he did absolutely nothing with them. That's number one. Number two is, recently I saw an article that said that there were actually more people registered to vote in Los Angeles County that lived in Los Angeles County. You would think that would send up bells and whistles, but it favors one group over another. Why, if you're that group in power, would you fix any of that?
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, your rank and file Democrat in the state of California believes in the principle of one person, one vote. Now, maybe special interest and those in power may not, but the rank and file, if we get the message out that one person, one vote is being at jeopardy, they will cross over like they did in Oregon and Washington in 2016. Oregon and Washington voted for Hillary Clinton in wide margins, but they also voted for a Republican Secretary of State. The California Secretary of State is probably the most likely race to cross over, yet it has the most long-term impact on elections in California. And that's why people are saying it is the most important race that we win. Now, I hope we take more than just the California Secretary of State's race this year. But, you know, your listeners, they need to go visit my website, markmoisier.com. And I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook. So my last name is M-E-U-S-E-R. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter. And we are constantly interviewing people who have seen election law violations. And I interview them, and people are sharing it and getting the message out that it's time for honest elections to return to California.
Got to be fixed. Got to be fixed. Okay. So let's get down to nitty-gritty here, though, too. We have a large group of illegals voting. I don't. You know what? I'm tired of hearing about it's not happening. You know, the Dems love to say, how can they vote? Well, I can give you real-life examples of how they voted. How do you approach that? Because you can't ask them for ID. And you know that here you are. Again, that's why I say I give you a lot of credit. You're going into a position where you still have democratic rule in the legislature. How do you fix something like that? How do you expose it and make it right?
It's called government databases that know there's a lot of government databases out there that, and these databases know who is a citizen and who's not a citizen. And you compare them with our voter rolls. And if somebody's not a citizen, you take them off the voter rolls right there. That is the duty under federal law. It is the sole duty of the Secretary of State to remove somebody from the voter rolls who is not a citizen. And so as Secretary of State, I can go in there and just matter of comparing government databases with our voter rolls. If somebody has been identified as a non-citizen, you know, jury service summons here in the state of California, over 5% of our jury service summons get returned back as somebody not being a citizen. So we're going to take that database. We're going to compare it to our voter rolls. These 5% of the people have proven that they are not a citizen. Guess what? You are no longer on the voter rolls in the state of California. And, oh, by the way, if you voted, we're going to turn it over to the United States attorney or maybe the California attorney general or maybe your county prosecutor, and we're going to tell them you got to prosecute this thing because they have voted against federal law, against California Constitution, and the time has come that to pay the piper.
You know, there's a lot of cities talking about allowing illegal, they call them illegal residents or undocumented residents, if you would. I love the way they do this. But if you're here illegally, even in now I don't know this to be true or not true. You'll have to tell me. Even in small city races, they're not allowed to vote, are they?
In the state of California, our Constitution says you must be a citizen to vote. So that means that a city who tries to allow a non-citizen to vote in a school board election or in a city council race is violating California Constitution. And as a constitutional attorney, I would highly recommend that if somebody actually passed that type of law, that you file a lawsuit against saying that it's against California Constitution.
You know, I'd love to spend a whole bunch of more time with you running up against it. So what I want to give you is a couple things. First, I want to tell the listeners, you know, you might not be able to vote for him in Ohio. You might not be able to vote for him in Kansas or Florida. But, you know, money spends the same everywhere. And we're in California. The races here cost so much more, exponentially more money than they do in other cities and other places. As you heard, this race is important across the land. It's not just here in California, but across the land. So Mark needs financial support. You've got relatives in California. You know, there's this thing called email. So you don't have to use snail mail. Send it to all your friends. Put a link to the show up there. Let them hear this man talk and what he's willing to do for us. That's how you support. That's how we get. That's true grassroots. That's how we get people elected. You need your money. I told you. If you're tight on cash, skip a lunch. Send him the $10 you would have spent on lunch. You know, you get a couple of hundred thousand, $5 and $10, it makes a big difference. Mark, you got me in an elevator.
Tell me
why I should vote for you.
We had over almost 1.5 million votes for me this last week. You know, in the state of Texas, you know, Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott, they got 1.3 million votes.
Mm-hmm.
There's more conservatives in the state of California than are in Texas.
If you want to learn more about Mark, you're going to have to go to the website, therealside.com. We'll put up the information there. We'll put it up on a Facebook page. Or you can Google him. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Basini, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far, really. Smorgasbord Hour. We'll be back.